Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very vital subject that should be realized and recognized, and we should have understanding as to what to do. I've just simply said, knock, knock. Who's there? The government. We're here to help you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the swarms of federal agents going door to door across America as I speak. I don't know how many hundreds of millions of dollars are being expended on it, but it's all under the guise and the pretense that the federal government wants to make sure that your health is okay. Under the pretense that the federal government wants to make sure that you're vaccinated. Under the pretense that the federal government says, we're concerned about the health of America. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a lie. You've got to ask the question. You've got to ask the very serious question. Why are they pushing? Why are they forcing? Why are they intimidating and coercing citizens, free citizens, at our doors to force vaccinations? What's the ulterior motive? What are they wanting to accomplish? What's the end game? And the end game, the end goal, is to have a dossier, a spreadsheet, a database on every human being in America. They already have enough information. They're drawing the net between Twitter, other social media, Facebook, Instagram, et cetera, et cetera. They're now pulling all of that information. All of that information, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, today, on all social media, all platforms, it is no longer safe. It's no longer secure. It's no longer private. Anything you send out, even as a text message today, is being filtered and watched. And we'll talk about that further in this broadcast because it further accentuates the fact that we're watching the full, total, frontal assault on our constitutional freedoms in America today. By the way, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you'd like to join in the dialogue and discussion, love to hear from you. Do you believe that it's all right for the federal government to send Gestapo agents to your door, to knock on your door and insist that you either get vaccinated or give them answers to their questions? Do you believe that that's safe? Do you believe that somehow they're there to protect you, take care of you? Well, Michelle Bachmann, as you heard me state earlier, said, go out and buy a no trespassing sign, put it on your lawn. Here's an article that says, ignore the no trespassing or soliciting signs. Use your script. COVID door knockers are marching, get their marching orders. It's not taking long for President Biden to, in his plan, to dispatch federal representatives to your front door and ask you about your COVID vaccine to become reality. One county in Illinois already has its posted instructions for those interrogators on how to act when they confront you, including them to ignore any no trespassing or no solicitation signs. No mention, however, of whether or not they're going to do anything further. We went from 15 days to slow the speed to Biden's Gestapo door knocking campaign to say, where's your papers? According to Gina Ellis. She made the statement, who did not see that one coming? N-A-Z-I. Who did not see that one coming? The marching orders include ignore all no solicitation, no trespassing signs. You're not soliciting. You're offering critical information and resources. What you're going to do is not illegal. These are Biden's orders to the Gestapo agents that's coming to your door. Further, he says, this is Biden's instructions now to the door knockers. Use your script. This will give you the basics. Once you get comfortable with it, feel free to make it sound more like you are, as long as they are giving you key information. Sound more like you like what they're saying. Make clear up front that the building has let you in and you're there for the health department to help them with their health issues, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, what they're not saying is, listen carefully. Just this past week in America, more people died from the vaccination than died from COVID. This is the headline. More vaccine deaths last week than COVID-19 death, dated July the 13th. In a span of just 1 week, the number of deaths due to COVID vaccines reported to the government's database outnumbered the official number of COVID deaths due to the virus. The Gateway Pundit noticed that the VAERS, that's V-A-E-R-S, that's the reporting system, reported 2,043 vaccine deaths in just 1 week. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that official number is almost 8,000 deaths in America as a result of the COVID vaccine. Over 8,000. With over 411,000 American citizens that's been debilitated, sterilized, paralyzed, brain clots, and other major pulmonary and heart ailments as a result of the vaccine. You heard me right, 411,000 with over 8,000 that have died so far from the COVID vaccination. And just in 1 week, 2,043 vaccine deaths and only 1,505 people that died from COVID. Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand COVID is a dangerous pathogen, but I want us to understand it's created in a laboratory as a bioweapons level 4 laboratory. That's the highest level laboratory that you can get for bioweapons processing with the Communist Chinese government, the Wuhan China lab. It was created there, man-made, paid for partially by U.S. taxpayer dollars, under the guidance, the auspices, the leadership, the direction, authorization of none other than Emperor Fauci. And yet today he's supposed to be the knight in shining armor that's coming to rescue all of us, giving the administration, Biden administration, advice, consultation, and direction on how to go out with a Gestapo team to force you to be vaccinated and to get all of your data, your information, to collect it further. And ladies and gentlemen, don't you think that if you resolve the issue at the door and you say, I don't want to get vaccinated, and they have your name, they have your address, they get your telephone number, they already have all of that information, they'll ask you further information that they will put in their database. Don't you dare think they're not coming back to force you to get the vaccination or to prevent you from having any kind of medical coverage, prevent you from having any Medicaid, Medicare coverage, to prevent you from being able to go to the hospital or a doctor because you've not had the vaccination, and they've got proof positive then that you're not vaccinated because you told them you were not. Yes, the Gestapo agents are coming. Yes, it is a Nazi approach. Yes, it is a brown shirts approach to force every citizen by intimidation to bow and bend to it. But the question is, why does the government want to force everyone to get the jab, as it's called? I believe it's obvious. I believe that the government has none other motive, no other motive whatsoever. It's not about your health. It's not about protecting our citizens. But perhaps, just perhaps, the ulterior motive is to control by tracing and tracking every citizen in the United States of America. I believe that's the end goal. I believe that's the end game, is to absolutely trace and track every human being in the United States of America. In fact, Health and Human Services head says this: absolutely, the government's business. It's the government's business to know whether or not people are vaccinated. End quote. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra declared Thursday that it is absolutely the government's business to know people's vaccination status, arguing the federal government has a vested interest in keeping America safe. The federal government has spent trillions of dollars to try and keep Americans alive during this pandemic. So it is absolutely the government's business. It is taxpayers' business if you have to continue to spend money to try and keep people from contracting COVID. We want to give people the sense that they have the freedom to choose, but we hope that they choose, but otherwise we're going to put on pressure for them to choose, end quote. That's the head of Health and Human Services in the United States of America. That's the mindset they have. That is the philosophy that they have, that they're hoping that you choose, but if you don't, they're going to help you choose by coercion, intimidation, and pressure and force to do so. Here's an article that says, door-to-door vaccine check. Not enough. The Democrats want to monitor our text messages for any misinformation. Listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen. If this doesn't frighten you, this doesn't bother you, if this does not terrify you as to what the government's doing, nothing can. The Democrats are so irritated that the critics keep accusing the Biden administration of troubling heights of government overreach in the COVID-19 vaccination efforts. They're now pursuing a plan to work with cell providers. And this plan's already been carried out. This is dated the 13th of July. And ladies and gentlemen, it's already in effect as I speak. To work with cell providers to monitor all text messages to make sure that any disinformation does not continue to spread. The jaw-dropping revelation comes from the report in Politico, which details how the Biden administration has amped up the rhetoric against its critics, whom the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki recently accused of literally killing people for raising concerns about the safety of the vaccine, as well as the troubling procedure precedents for civil liberties that could be set at the government seek more aggressive means of ensuring everyone receive the novel inoculation in addition to the door-to-door strategy. Quote, Biden allied groups, including the Democratic National Committee, are also planning to engage fact-checkers more aggressively and to work with SMS carriers to dispel misinformation about vaccines that is sent over all social media, any and all text messages that will prevent any disinformation. And by the way, the disinformation is determined to be disinformation based on the government strategy and what the government thinks you ought to say and ought not to say. It is the encroachment on our religious liberties, our freedom of speech, our Bill of Rights. This article says we are steadfastly committed to keeping politics, I laugh at this, to keeping politics out of the effort to get every American vaccinated so that we can save lives and help our economy further recover. The outlet quoted the White House spokesman said in an apparent approval of the plan to monitor all text messages. Quote, when we see deliberate efforts to spread misinformation, we view that as an impediment to the country's public health. And we will not shy away from calling it out and blocking it, stopping it. Ladies and gentlemen, tracking every American's text message. Social media is already engaged with tracing and tracking and reporting. Social media, Instagram, text messages now. Instagram, other social media, Google, Facebook, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All are now arms, tools, hands for the federal government to make sure that what you say is approved by the federal government, or you can't say it. Ladies and gentlemen, I am thankful that our former President Donald J. Trump and a group of others have filed a class action suit against all of social media and big tech for squelching the liberties and the freedom of speech and the religious liberties that we have in America today. We are on a very tightrope precipice of going over the cliff that will never return with our liberties. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with the question and comment, please.
Yeah, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. Glad to have you.
I'd like to paint a scenario for the listeners to ponder, if I could.
Yes, sir.
Everything, you asked the question, why are they doing this? Everything they are doing is a stage. So the day will come where I call it the great roundup of 2022. They won't do it this year because there's no election. But next year, prior to any election, they will take all of this information and they will start the great roundup and fill the FEMA camps with those Trumpites, with those non-vacciners, with anyone who opposes socialism in America. No matter what category you find yourself in opposition, you will be collected and reindoctrinated. If you don't pass the mustard, you'll be eliminated.
Brother, I believe you're right on target. Of course, they won't call it concentration camps. It will be protection centers, because if you're not vaccinated, they're sequestering you from others that have been vaccinated, and therefore it will be considered a national health emergency to protect the other half of America. And I don't believe there's half of America that's been vaccinated by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
But they claim that's the case, but I don't believe that at all. It's used as another one of the lies to intimidate. And anything the government has to pressure you to do, pay you to do, badger you to do, offer incentives for you to do, there must be a serious question asked, why are they doing that? So what is your opinion on what is the reason? What's the government doing? What do they want to get? What is the end result that they can accomplish by forcing one to be vaccinated? What's in the vaccination? What is the reason that they're wanting it?
The total plan is demonic. Okay, it's been used in other third world countries when socialism took over. Now, America, the freest nation in the world, must go through multiple events orchestrated by the powers to be. And that's the sad part about it, because now the most evil power has taken America over from within. It's what the founding fathers warned us about, but we were too... What do I want to say? Complacent, apathetic, stupid maybe, to see it coming. We didn't listen to all the forecomers, such as yourself, that came 20 years ago. Marlon Maddox out of Dallas, Texas. Stuart McBurney, Voice of Americanism. Chuck Harder, Whitefish, Florida here. They all had programs warning America of a takeover. And now, because we didn't listen, as we're not listening to gentlemen like yourself, we are finding ourselves in a staged arena for that final takeover, that final act where the college graduates who are accepting socialism say, collect them, take them out of here. Oh, they scare me. They threaten me. All the other excuses they're using about they make me uncomfortable being around me. That's happening.
Hitler used that same scare tactic in Germany to get the German citizens to applaud when Jewish people were hauled off in carloads to be incinerated. It's because
he had desensitized
the people in Germany to believe that the Jewish people were the great cause and the great problem. Now, picture that as the great cause and the great problem today. Those that are non-vaccinated, those that refuse to follow orders of the governmental health agencies. But brother, I believe you're right on target. We need to sit up and take notice. We need to recognize, for example, in Psalms 146 and verse 3, and I'll paraphrase it just for quoting it. Paraphrasing, it says, we need to place our trust and confidence in God and not in government. We need to recognize that God is the only hope for us today. Dan, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have another caller on the line. Chandler, go over with the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood. So I just had a comment on the previous theory from the gentleman prior stating that we would be rounded up into camps in 2022. The only thing I thought about is that I feel that that would be too early for the government to do anything like that, because we are already we have not had our guns taken yet. So we have guns. At that point, the government would just be – it would be too messy. So I think that before anything like that happens, they're going to take our guns first. So,
Chandler, I believe you're probably right, but put that your thought on hold for a moment, Chandler, let's examine one little point. Back during the days of Katrina in New Orleans and that whole area of Louisiana, most citizens in America today are not aware that during Katrina, the federal government sent in federal agents, some by boat, and some by door, just walking, but prior to and after the flood had taken place with Katrina, confiscating every weapon they could put their hands on, no warrant, no authorization, no legislation passed to authorize it, but yet the guns were confiscated in all of that part of the nation when the flood took place, on the basis that because of the flood, those guns would get in the hands of people that were illegitimate, illegal, and would be harmful for the citizens. So they simply denied, simply eviscerated, simply did not even pay attention to the Bill of Rights and the constitutionality or the illegality of what they were doing. So they could do that overnight. I'm not saying they will, but I would not put anything past what this present federal government will do for taking our constitutional rights and destroying the liberties. And the thing that petrifies me, if I can use that term, is the fact that when this comes full-fledged, it will destroy Christianity. There will be no church, no Christian, no Bible, no open prayer, no opportunity to serve the Lord, sending out missionaries and the opening of the church doors. That is in the case today in China. That's the case today in Venezuela. That's the case today in North Korea. That's the case today in Cuba. And we're finding that on the fast track for America. So, Chandler, you're right. And as I've said so often, the thing that every child of God, every Christian, every conservative, every patriot needs to do is to recognize that God's in charge, God's in control. God would have us to obey Him and to obey Him each and every day, and not just simply bowing and bending and submissive to an illegitimate government that is before us today. Chandler, thank you so much, and God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. But let's switch gears for just a moment. What we see taking place today in Cuba will be what will be the scene and the setting and the scenario for America tomorrow. And I'm using that as a hyperbole, but ladies and gentlemen, it is on the fast track for what is happening in Cuba today, for that to take place in America tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize that not just China, but Cuba, Russia, North Korea, Venezuela, and other socialist, Marxist, communist countries today are in that same position? The world today is witnessing the Cuban population, finally, after 62 years of repression, starvation, brutal brute force of controlling the Cuban people by the elitist and by the communist government in Cuba. And today they're saying, we've had enough. We are taking a stand. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, and there's a lot of people that will disagree, but there comes a time when civil disobedience is authorized, I believe, biblically. You can go throughout the scripture and find, well, civil disobedience. So the Apostle Paul stood against the government, said, I'm a Roman citizen. You can't do this to me. I demand my rights as a citizen. And ladies and gentlemen, as one preacher recently said, the Apostle Paul probably broke more of the laws, as it was called in that day, than any other biblicist, any other person in biblical record that we know of. I believe I have a caller on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
Yes. I've heard many people say, I'm a Christian. I'm a follower of God. Well, now's the time where the followers of God that have a backbone need to stand up. We need to stand up for America and for our family, because there's more of us than there are them. I believe that with all my heart. And God has showed me that we can push back on the government as a whole, as a unit, as Christians, as brothers. There's too many people that don't want to do anything, and they just want to say, oh, it's all going to be okay because God is love. And there's no, God is love, but He allows wrath. And I believe this is part of the wrath. I really do. I really do, Dr. Youngblood.
Brother, what you're saying is correct. We have right now the sloppy agape, as some would call it. God is love, but because of His love, His justice, and His judgment is absolutely spoken of 13 times more than His love in the Synoptic absolutely. Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And it could very well be, and I've said this before, and you touch on it, and I'll reiterate it, it could very well be that what we're seeing taking place today is the judgment of God that's coming on America because we've turned our backs on God, because we banned the Bible, because we banned prayer,
right.
Because we now, in the halls of Congress, according to Jerry Nadler, the Bible has no authority and no place in the halls of Congress. And that's the position that our government's taking today. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and AOC and the others that are total, absolute, in-your-face, socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, yeah. They want to see the overthrow of the constitutional republic. And the first thing that goes in any overthrow of a constitutional republic or that overthrows the government and makes it a socialist, Marxist, communist nation, the first thing that's affected, the first thing that's destroyed is religious liberties and the freedom of speech.
Yes, sir. Well, I believe it's a time that we have to be like Patrick Henry. Give me liberty or give me death.
Amen, brother. I'll second that.
Hey, I carry a gun with me everywhere I go. I have a, you know, and it's because I don't trust the government. I don't trust the government. And I do believe they're going to try to take our guns. But again, there's more of us than they are them. And so all these American, let's just call them Christians, followers of Jesus, whatever you want to call them, need to stand up and voice their opinion for what they believe in and stop laying down and letting the government tell you what they're going to do.
Brother, you're exactly right. And one of the
a revolution is what we need, Dr. John. I hate to say it, but a revolution is what we need. Which,
well, a revolution,
you know what's
going to
bring that is revival. Revival will bring a revolution.
Brother, revolution is on the fast track. I published a book in 2012, says, is it time for revolution? Will it be the battlefield or the ballot box? And my prayer has been that it will be the ballot box and not the battlefield. But, brother, all we can do is keep on praying, keep on trusting God, because we're watching a demonic delusion set in America. Thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Elaine on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
I think we should consider the disease, the Kuru disease, when we speak of Kamala Harris's outbursts of laughter. It's a disease from the Pacific in the New Guinea area, and it's a neurodegenerative disorder that is known as laughing sickness. It comes from the people that are the remaining family are eating the brain tissue of the dead person. They believe it releases their spirits. But this is a strange laughter that it causes. It's not joyful. It's not happy. It's not when you would expect laughter.
That's right. And Elaine, I hate to cut you off. We got about 15 seconds left on the broadcast, but you're exactly right. But I'll be a little more succinct with it. I think she's nutty as a fruitcake. I think she's absolutely demonic.
Yeah. Hillary Clinton had the same sort of just outbursts of laughter that wasn't explainable. And I think that's part of her neurodegenerative disorders.
I believe you're exactly right. Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. We look forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.